now we have Dario for Swiss Up. Now, Dario, let's take a look at the elections. Of course, the elections are coming up, as we know. This coming Sunday, voters across Switzerland will elect their new national parliament. Now, in last week's episode of Swiss Up, we had a look at the main political parties in the country and their campaign promises. This week, we're going to look at the expected outcome of the elections. Gazing into our crystal ball. So who are the likely winners and losers going to be? So, Dario, where do we stand on that, do you think?
Well, based on the last pre-election survey commissioned by the Swiss Public Broadcasting Corporation, the big losers of this year's election are going to be the Green Party and the Green Liberals. This after they were both the big winners 4 years ago. According to the survey, the Greens will lose 3.5 percentage points compared to the last elections and only achieve a 9.7% share of the vote. The Green Liberals likely lose 1 percentage point and slide down to 6.8% of the vote.
Okay, I don't think that's very surprising, as you say, because last time, 4 years ago, the success of both the Green parties was a surprise for many people. It was actually sort of a bit of a moving point. So, looking at the fact that this time around they're going to drop off from that high, I don't think is a particular surprise, to be honest with you. But are those votes, mind you, lost, or where are they going to go? What other parties will people be choosing if they're not choosing the Greens?
Well, no, those votes, they are not all lost. The Social Democratic Party is actually benefiting from the Greens' losses. It is winning back some of its voters that it lost last time around, 4 years ago, to those Green parties. And according to the forecast, the Social Democratic Party gains 1.5 percentage points this time around.
Okay, so however, the big winner of the upcoming elections are likely, though, to be the right-wing Conservatives.
Yes, the Swiss People's Party will consolidate its position as the biggest political force in the country because it benefits from the fact that immigration and security concerns are back on the political agenda for a big part of the population, not least, of course, because of the tense geopolitical context.
Okay, so how much do you think the Swiss People's Party's share of the vote is going to increase then?
According to the survey, the party gains 2.5 percentage points and achieves a 28.1% share of the vote, which would make it the third best result of the party ever. And of course, by far, by almost 10 percentage points, the biggest party in terms of voters in Switzerland.
Okay, so so the Swiss People's Party were the biggest party. But what can we look at the outcomes of the remaining big parties, like the Liberals and the Centre parties?
Well, they're both going to land somewhere around 14% of the vote, with the Liberals slightly worse off than 4 years ago and the Centre Party a little better than last time around. The Centre Party might even overtake the Liberal Party and become the third biggest political force in the country.
And so if that were to happen, what could be the important and major implications of the composition of the government as well? What impact could it have on that?
Well, yes, because currently the three biggest parties have two seats in the Federal Council, and the fourth biggest, which is currently the Centre Party, has one of the seven seats of the Federal Council. That's the so-called magical formula, right? Now, if the Centre Party were to overtake the Liberals, as suggested by the survey, they could righteously claim an additional seat in government at the expense of the Liberals' second seat.
Okay, but it's not entirely certain that the composition of the government would actually change.
No, because the division of government between the different parties is only an unwritten rule. Anyways, this is all still up in the air. And if I had to bet money on it, I would say the composition of the Swiss government will remain the same after the election, especially if the difference, for example, between the Liberals and the Centre Party is only very small, because then they would have to negotiate a lot, and it is not certain that the Centre Party, which is also an ally of the Liberals in many occasions and in many elections in different cantons would want to, in a way, take away their seat if it's not like really obviously bigger than the Liberal, if they don't really by far get more votes than the Liberal parties. So anyways, right. I wouldn't bet on that.
So I think, Derry, what you're really saying in a nutshell is not a lot is going to change.
Not a lot is going to change, but we will see a shift to the right of the Swiss parliament and a partial reversal of the so-called green wave from 4 years ago.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Dario. If you have the right to vote in Switzerland, you can do so until the 19th of October through mail-in ballots. Or, of course, you can go in person Sunday morning at your local polling station. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up Again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.